This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There is a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases in Denver. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
Mayor Michael Hancock said on Monday coronavirus cases in the city have risen to levels not seen since the spring. Hospitalizations are up as well, which has Hancock and public health department officials worried. They say the increase is linked to college-aged people and less physical distancing. While no new rules or public health orders were introduced, the city does plan on being more assertive about its existing health orders. The city wants people to continue wearing face coverings and avoid large crowds to help curb the spread of the virus. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Denver is at the center of intense speculation and national arguments about political violence. That's after the shooting death of a man at a rally over the weekend. Leslie Harrod, a state representative of Denver, called for calm as police investigate.
I am concerned about escalation. And again, I hope that we can come together and have conversations and also look after each other and protect each other. This is not a time for violence. It's the time for us to stand up for one another and support each other in nonviolence.
Matthew Doloff, a security guard, is being held in the investigation of the death. The victim, Lee Keltner, appeared to be part of a right-wing demonstration. COVID-19 appears to be spreading in Colorado in numbers not seen in weeks. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the state, 288 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19. It's the highest number since the end of May, though the state's hospital system still has capacity to handle more. Another trouble spot, the positivity rate, which is the percentage of tests with positive results. That number is now up above 4%, the highest it's been since early August, and closer to the worrisome 5% threshold. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Home buying in Colorado slowed down in September, but it was still up substantially from last year. The Colorado Association of Realtors say just more than 10,000 homes were under contract statewide last month. That's an 8% decline from August, but a 35% jump compared to the same time last year. It is 47 and fair in Fort Collins. You're listening to CPR News.